10-hole
in big?
Yeah,
I like him.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit, that's another person.
Qualifications, huh?
Ready? I thank the Senator for being on time. Appreciate it very much. The House is almost on time. We would like to open the Conference Committee on House Bill 2635. This is June the 22nd. I think we're all ready to go. Janet, could you bring us up to speed on this and where we are? There has been some changes over on the Senate side, and some of our folks over here thought we'd better talk about them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2635 is the bill that's referred to as the one-stop shop for variance permits. State, city, and county road authorities that restrict the size and weight of vehicles for purposes of traffic safety and infrastructure protection also authorize variance permits to oversize, either overweight or over length, or some over dimension on their roads. House Bill 2635B would require the Department of Transportation to consult with the other local road authorities and develop a system of issuing a continuous operation trip permit for these variance permits. It would be an annual permit, and it would allow a person to obtain one permit for every road jurisdiction for which they travel. The issue seems to be the amount of the permit fee and how that permit fee is charged for local government. You have the B engrossed version and in sub 6 of section 2, which is on lines 24 to 27, it talks about the Department of Transportation being able to charge up to $8, that fee established by rule per permit. And again, this is an annual permit. That, of course, is not for all the road wear. That is for the issuance of the permit. The additional $8 in the VNR version of the bill is for each jurisdiction in which the travel is authorized by the permit. So that each county, if the permit is obtained from the state but authorized to travel in 3 counties under the annual permit, each county would could receive up to $8 as determined by the need of the county for issuance of the permit. The B7 amendments would have that up to $8 be shared among the 3 counties or the number of counties that the permit authorizes travel. Mr. Chair, there is a staff measure summary at your place. There's a fiscal statement for the original bill, and there's a B7 amendment, as well as showing you where the B7 amendment fit into the bill.
Thank you. This is a pretty important bill to all concerned, and so I think some of what we're talking about maybe we can take care of today. I hope so. We sure don't want this bill to go by the wayside, though. President Byron?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would offer the B7 amendments as a motion to adopt the B7 amendments into the bill.
B7 amendments. Does everybody have a copy of those in front of them? Would you like to talk about the B7 amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would. The B7 amendments would change the bill so that as it's currently built, the B engrossed bill is that the counties would each be authorized to collect an $8 fee to where the truck is traveling. The B7 amendments would simply say that there will be an $8 fee to be shared by the number of, by whichever county the truck travels in. The issue, I guess, is this, that the bill was drafted at the request of the Christmas tree growers and to address agriculture in general. As we all know, when the bill first came out, it was simply dubbed the bill that kills the compromise that away very rapidly because we wanted a cure for this problem, not just create further problems. But the problem with the bill as it is today is the fact that when a long-haul trucker comes into the state to get a load of Christmas trees, I'll even use that as an example because that's what I'm very familiar with, they do not know which county or counties they may be traveling in. So the intent of this bill is that when the trucker makes the call or makes the stop to get his single permit, which he currently needs for the state highways, he can also then get any county permit he also needs, he or she. If the truck driver needs to know or doesn't know which county or counties he will or she will be traveling in, he doesn't know what to ask for at that time. Such as my farm, where I straddle two counties. I have farms on both sides of the county line between Marion and Clackamas County. I one day may be loading trucks in Clackamas County, one day may be loading trucks in Marion County, and sometimes the same truck will be traveling to both counties. The truck driver has no way of knowing that when he calls to get these permits. If we were to make it so that he has to call and get a permit for each county, he still is not going to be compliant for the counties, but the truck driver doesn't know where he is going to be going. Under current law, what is happening is the counties, and currently there are only two counties issuing over-length permits, and they are putting the burden on the growers, the producers. They have, in fact, in Clackamas County, come to us and said, if you buy the permits from us and give them to the trucks when the trucks get to your farm, then we're not going to cite you. But the truck better not leave your farm without a permit in them, or they will be cited. So if we keep the bean growth version, my fear is that the trucks are still going to be out of compliance, because if they call up and say, I'm going to be going to Molalla, the person will say, okay, you need a state permit and a Clackamas County permit. If I then, in turn, take that truck into Marion County where I have Christmas trees, the truck will be out of compliance, and they won't know that. I won't know that because I won't know they only got one permit. The idea, my intent was that one county permit will cover all counties. So that's the issue, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions?
Chair, as I recall the testimony in the Senate, the counties posed that idea, and the discussion was what really was their involvement in this, and it was educational for me. They map out what roads you should take in order to haul and pass on that information at the same time you get your permit. And I'm going from recollection after hearing 500 bills in the last month, so please, if I'm wrong, tell me.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. Under current law, what's happening is the counties have created the two counties, that are the only two counties in the state that are doing over-length permits, Clackamas and Marion County. They have created a roadmap that says which roads the trucks are allowed on or which ones they're not allowed on for over-length trucks. They give the growers a stack of maps and a stack of permits and say each one of these trucks is better have a permit when it leaves your farm. They don't care about the truck getting to your farm. It seems to be safe for the same exact truck to come to your farm, but it's not safe for that truck to leave your farm. It's you know, escapes me how that can be, but that's why we have the bill here.
Senator Byron? You've done.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's Senator Byron's question. When we talked about it on the Senate side, one of the issues that came clear, I think the Christmas tree is an easier issue, perhaps, than some of the other ones, but we're talking about a statute that applies to all overweight and oversized, and part of the issue is one. A truck says, I need to come into the state and I need to go there. He's figuring out which route and whether the bridges will carry it and whether an over-length truck can get around the corner. And I guess it differs with seasonality. Anyway, it made sense to me listening to the ODOT people that they can, in concert with, you know, telephone discussion or looking at maps with the counties, make the right decisions on trucks. But there is a little bit of work involved there. So, when we came, I believe, to the conclusion was it made sense to centralize the permitting to make it easier on the commercial haulers, but there was a limited cost, and it didn't strike us that $2 or $3 per permit to county made a lot of difference, and in fact, most of the haulers would probably save more than that in time just being able to go to one place. So that was sort of the compromise that we came up with, recognizing that there was some cost for the counties. And our intent, as I remember it, was to allow the department to establish fee by rule, hoping that it would not exceed $8, but it would be just a few bucks per permit.
Question, I guess, is the $8 fee is not to exceed $8. Not all areas charge $8. Right. That's the way it is currently, I guess.
It's hard to even pick up the telephone and answer a question for a couple of us.
Well, we have before us the B7 amendments, and that seems to be the only change suggested in the bill. Is there any other discussion? President Byer?
Mr. Chair, I think I made my case.
President Byer moves the B7 amendments to be in growth House Bill 2635. Is there any further discussion? Is there any opposition?
That'd be close.
It appears, Representative Byer, that the B7 amendments did not pass. So now we have before us the bill as originally passed from the Senate. Is there any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Byer.
I would like to make a motion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 7th and repass the be in growth bill.
Thank you, Representative Byer. Representative Byer moves the House concur in the Senate amendments and repass the bill. Any further discussion? Is there any opposition? Shall Representative Lehman excuse, please, Janet? Well, thank you, Senators, very much. We need to send carriers to this. Would the buyers like to carry the bill?
Absolutely, Hacker. I'd probably carry the bill, but I don't think the bill needs to go back to the Senate. We are adopting the Senate for the
day. That's right. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Enjoyed serving with you. I'm term limited, so I hope this is not the last time I see you, but I hope we can get out of here soon.
Yeah, get out of
here.
I'll vote for that motion.
Yeah.
Friday would be acceptable.